Sometimes I just feel like we're living right. You know what I mean? Things are just working and you're living right. This is a special edition of the Steve Gerber Show. Glad to have you here. Tales from the White House today. Tales from the White House and our visit to the Oval Office. And coming up in a few minutes, my interview in the Oval Office with the President of the United States, Donald John Trump. We'll have that in just a moment. Here are three big things you need to know on Thursday, November the 21st, 2019. Number three, having fun with numbers is not something Liz Warren is doing. Seems the $52 trillion government health care fantasy is getting mocked pretty much everywhere. Even in far-left circles, we'll have that for you. Number two, a big red flag for the Democrats is Wisconsin numbers come out showing President Trump beating all leading Democrats. Plus, the impeachment narrative is falling apart for voters. And number one, my visit to the most iconic room in the world, the Oval Office, happened this week. Unexpected and now unforgettable. The entire experience capped off with my exclusive Oval Office interview with the president himself, who offered some advice to Nancy Pelosi, among others, on USMCA. It was an incredible trip, and we're going to get to that in a moment. And we're going to talk about what led up to being in Washington, being at the White House, and then the opportunity to be invited into, I don't know, the inner sanctum, right? Into the Oval Office. Into the Oval Office to do an interview with the President of the United States. And even though it didn't last very long, it's one of those things I heard somebody say once about being on The Tonight Show, that the first time you're on, it's awkward and you bumble around and you're not sure what's going on. It happens too fast. And it's like fooling around. It happens. You bumble around. It happens too fast. It's over quick. And all you want to do is do it again. Right? That's the way the Oval Office felt. Is you want to be there again and do this again. And I hope that we are. It's the epicenter of history. It is the room where it happens. Fair enough. And we'll get to that in a moment. First, I do want to spend a little bit of time on the impeachment inquiry that was also going on. And I'll tell you some of the side comments that the president made to Ivy and I when we were there in the Oval Office. Off the record, or not off the record, but off to the side, I should say. And we'll talk about that in a moment. The Republicans and the RNC has now put together a brand new commercial. A brand new commercial about impeachment, using the Democrats' own words to describe impeachment and what it means, and basically to bring a spotlight onto how rigged the process really seems to be. It's the brand new RNC commercial. Let's hear that. Can we roll that? Roll that out of New York. Go.
This is about preventing a potentially disastrous outcome from occurring next year.
And I'd like to impeach the bastard right now.
An imposter.
He really should be punished.
That charlatan in the White House.
We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
I am not running for anything except the impeachment of Trump.
We cannot accept a second term for Donald Trump.
If we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected.
If we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected. Al Green. We must impeach this mother effer, Rashida Tlaib. Other classic comments. The charlatan in the White House, as Adam Schiff said just over this past weekend. You see, the impeachment process is really about something wholly different. It's not about high crimes and misdemeanors. It's about the fact that the Democrats can't stand the fact that they lost. And more importantly, it's about the seat occupied currently by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That's what this election is about. That's what this entire conversation is about, my estimation. It's about the courts, because the Democrats have been unable to get their initiatives, their policies through legislatures, either at the state level or the federal level for a number of years. And so now their whole focus is and has been on the courts. Well, Donald Trump has now appointed, 159 federal court justices, including two associate justices of the United States Supreme Court. This is critical. It changes the balance of power because it puts people into these seats that believe in the Constitution and the rule of law, not just arbitrarily deciding things because that's the way they feel. They don't believe the Constitution is a living, breathing document that can be pliable when necessary. They believe that the Constitution means what it says as written. And that's a big difference from where we are currently. Now, I want to go to yesterday's impeachment hearings, because early in the day, the big news was that Gordon Sondland, the former ambassador to the EU, friend of the president's to some extent, big Republican donor, had basically said there's a quid pro quo and had tied the president to it. And it was banner news everywhere, being blared everywhere. But when the real questions were asked, have you ever talked to the president about this? He only ever talked to the president two or three times, but at least it was firsthand evidence that he had talked to the president. And when asked an open-ended question about what he had talked to the president about, he said he, too, had asked an open-ended question, that he, too, had asked the president point blank. What do you want out of the Ukraine? I'm hearing different things. I'm confused. What is it that you want? And here's what Gordon Sondland testified to yesterday. The direct comment from Donald Trump, the president of the United States, when it comes to Ukraine. It's bite number four. Bite four, go.
But I believe I just asked him an open-ended question, Mr. Chairman. What do you want from Ukraine? I keep hearing all these different ideas and theories and this and that. What do you want? And it was a very short, abrupt conversation. He was not in a good mood. And he just said, I want nothing. I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. Tell Zelensky to do the right thing. Something to that effect.
Game over. Tell Zelensky to do the right thing. Game over. And there are these articles floating around today that Republican senators are going to head to the White House and say, maybe it's time that you resign, Mr. President. Based on what exactly, I would ask? And based on the fact that your big witness just said, well, the president said there is no quid pro quo, and I don't want the president of Ukraine to do anything except the right thing. Kind of hard to hang your hat on that. Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina, who has been, you know, a marginal supporter of the president, sometimes strong, sometimes a little bit weaker. A new op-ed says, if you can't beat him, impeach him. That's been the last mantra since the American people elected Donald Trump in 2016. Democrats have spent the last 3 years practicing the politics of personal destruction, and President Trump has been delivering results for the American people. 7 million jobs created, the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. Transformative tax cuts for hardworking American families. More than 150 conservative judges confirmed, including Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh. These cannot be overlooked. A Veterans Administration that is undergoing major reforms and is now more accountable to the brave men and women that serve our nation. A bold trade strategy that is producing fair trade deals for Americans and holding China responsible for ripping off American workers and, more importantly, the businesses that employ them. With the president's strong record of rebuilding America's economy and the military, it is no surprise but a big disappointment that Democrats do nothing more than attack and change the conversation and ultimately overturn the results of the last presidential election. At least that is the attempt. It started with Democrats accusing the president of colluding with a foreign government. Of course, that was proven to be false. Even though Adam Schiff, the guy now in charge of impeachment, told us time and again that he had irrefutable evidence. He had evidence that it had happened. Then the Mueller report was a big flat zero. A big flat zero, repudiating the entire meritless foundation of those allegations. And I mentioned the lines from this op-ed from Tom Tillis because Tom Tillis has been one of those guys that Democrats thought, well, maybe he'll go. Maybe he'll be one of those Republicans that says, you know, I can tell the president I don't support him anymore. It's just not there. It's just not there. When we come back, I'll tell you what led up to my interview with the president in the Oval Office and then my interview with President Donald Trump. Don't go anywhere.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm a counselor for the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline. People don't want to call us. They're ashamed, and they don't think they can be helped. I have years of experience as a counselor, and real-life experience, too. I was a gambler once myself. So nothing you say can shock me. It's my job to help you, so call me.
Call 1-800-270-7117 for help. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.